Josh Hodges, and he is with the National Council on Aging. And we're talking about a lot of things, different trends. We're seeing a lot of changes happening. And we're talking about people on fixed and limited incomes. And inflation is so high. I just talked about electricity rates, gas prices. Josh, thanks for being with us. GMI Studios, good morning, New Hampshire. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's a website people can refer called benefitscheckup.org. But what can folks who may be retired a little bit early or retired, fixed income, limited income, and they're getting hit on food? I just told you about electricity rates, $70 more a month in our region starting in a few months than they're currently paying. Gas is closer to $5 a gallon than less. So and interest rates, they're getting hit across the board. What can they do with inflation so high?
Yeah, it's a really good question and a really important topic. I mean, inflation across the country right now is averaging about 8.5 to 9%, but in specific areas, in the areas you're specifically talking about related to gas and food costs, the feeling in the wallet can be substantially higher. I mean, older adults are really in a tough bind in many ways. They often live on fixed incomes. You know, the average Social Security payouts about $1,600 a month, but many, many older adults get well below that. As you know, we know plenty of older adults who get, you know, $600-$800 a month, and that's their entire income. I mean, it really starts with addressing inflation. It really starts with, you know, making a budget and that process. But there are some costs that are fixed. Your prescription drug costs.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't even mention healthcare costs, but you know, you look at that $1,600 a month number. And if they don't have some other retirement coming in to, say, make it, you know, $3,000 a month, look how quickly the money goes. Let me just run through this. Now, hopefully, if they've lived in a place longer, their rent or mortgage is not that high. But in many cases, they might have a monthly cost, a fixed cost to live there. If they're paying $70 or more a month for electricity because they need electricity, let's just take that 70, put it over here. If they're spending, if they're driving, and many of them may not be, but if they're driving, it's another $100 or more a month than they counted on for gas. In the real food prices on inflation are double digit, higher than 8 or 9. And all of a sudden, you know, and then prescription drugs or healthcare, all of a sudden, if it's 1600, if it's less than 2000 a month, 80% or 70% of their fixed income is already chewed up by those necessary living costs before they even recreate or spend money on anything they might want for frivolous reasons.
You're spot on, and I'll go you one better. The average Medicare premium, many people don't realize Medicare costs money every month. The average Medicare premium, older adults are having to pay $170 a month.
Yeah.
So and that's before you get to the doctor cost and the prescription drug cost. And so, I mean, it is very easy for even mid-income older adults to have their budgets completely eaten away by inflation. And that's one of the reasons that we stood up benefitscheckup.org. So we're a national nonprofit. We're not making money on this. We're not trying to sell anything. We're just trying to help people get connected to benefits. And these are benefits that older adults qualify for across the country. Many don't even realize they're there.
Well, again, it's like veterans. They're not aware of a lot of the benefits there that they earn, not entitled to. They earn through the VA or else. What are you hearing from some of the community organizations you work with? Josh Hodges joining us. He's with the National Council on Aging.
Yeah, I mean, the stories we hear, first off, there are hundreds of community organizations across this country we work with. Many of them have dealt with older adults for literally decades. We're hearing that many older adults now are struggling more in the financial area than they have in literally decades. You know, we had a good connection with one of our local organizations in New Hampshire not too long ago, and they were talking about how many older adults in their area don't even know these benefits exist. So they come in thinking that there's nothing that can be done about some of these costs or maximizing the dollars in their pocket. And so that's where, you know, our connections with the organizations and our materials are, we really hope that are able to help people kind of put dollars in their pockets.
I appreciate it. And again, the website, Josh, benefitscheckup.org, that's the best place to go?
Yeah, that is the best place to go. And it is benefits, plural, benefitscheckup.org. And it is a free resource brought to you by the National Council on Aging. And it will connect you to literally thousands of benefits across the country. But in New Hampshire alone, there are 14 programs to help pay for your healthcare costs if you're an older adult. many of these programs people aren't even aware of. They're both state and national programs, and many of them are free to enroll in.
Very timely information. Thank you, Josh Hodges, joining us, GMI Studios. Good Morning, New Hampshire, our network of News Talk stations. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.